Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Josie James, and you're listening to Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio.
by denying me the right to take part in this life. That ain't fair to him, and it just ain't right. And I know you think that I don't deserve it, but for our child's sake, don't make this mistake. Don't make him choose between us. Oh,
remember the words that
yeah,
don't resent you when he's older.
And trust me, you don't want that kind of pain. No, no, no.
He's the part of you that you know you can't
hide.
No matter how hard you try.
And when you look at him, you'll see me in his eyes.
It may seem like now, but soon you'll find out just who you're hurting.
Can you tell him the truth about me and you? Or will you tell lies, cause it's easy to do? You have to know that it's not a game, cause I'm here to stay. This child bears my name, my blood runs through its veins.
So because you and I weren't happy,
now
it's the fact that I'm your daddy.
So swallow your pride.
Oh, for one, my child, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. How's everyone doing on a fantastic Monday evening? Hope everyone is having a very relaxing, but very positive, but always stimulating Monday evening, man. If you haven't made it home yet, please take your time, drive safely. And before we begin tonight's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Beja Rodriguez. Thank you so much for joining us last week, actually Friday to be more specific. And family, be sure to purchase her new debut EP, It Gets Better, on iTunes, Amazon, and also on Google Play. But as we make that transcending voyage to the smoother side of soul, I've had the pleasure of having these very talented gentlemen on the show. Wow, three separate occasions. And this time they have a brand new album, All for One, 20 plus. I cannot believe it's been that long, but it has been. Time flies by when you get lost and great music. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and also, of course, the Comfort Zone, it is my honor and welcoming to the show, Jamie and Delius from All for One. Gentlemen, how are you doing this evening?
We're good, man. How are you?
I'm doing, man, it's been a minute. It's been a minute.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for having us. Oh, it is always a pleasure to have you. And I was just saying, I cannot believe 20 plus years. My goodness, man, that's a long time. That's a long time, man. Long time.
It is, man. But you know, the funny part about it is, even though it's definitely been a long time, it went by so fast. You know what I'm saying? It was like just yesterday, I was, you know, 17, about to turn 18. They were waiting for me before they could even sign the contract until I was 18. And now here it is, you know, really, and honestly, it's been 22 years because we actually started in late November of 93 is when So Much in Love came out. So it's really been 22 years, and it has just flown by, man.
You know, the incredible thing is, I said, you know what, every single time that I hear about you guys going on tour, especially when you leave the States, I said, you know what, when they go, you get so much, I mean, a tremendous amount of love, especially when you go to areas like Tokyo, Japan. They love you to death. And I say, are they actually going to come back to the States? Because, I mean, they treat you like kings. What is it like when you go perform for them?
This Delius, it's actually amazing to go over there. We look forward to go and see our Asian fans whenever we get over there. They know the songs. They love the songs. They support. It's not about how long ago you released the record. It's just they want to hear the records that they love. So it's always a great time.
Well, let me ask you, for both of you, I mean, being in the industry for such a long time, knowing or seeing how things have changed dramatically as far as the social media, the as far as not the amount of record labels as it used to be, do you find that social media has been a greater help or assist to you as far as being able to make sure that your brand is still out there?
Yeah, you know, I mean, everything changes, you know, everything changes with time, and the, you know, we've been able to see it in our career from, you know, even when we started in the beginning of recording on a 2-inch tape, and then the next album it was digital, and the next album Pro Tools was around, and it's like,
right,
you know, everything is always changing, and it's either you accept change and you learn to change with it, or you get left behind. And social media is now a new marketing tool that everyone is using, and the cool thing about social media is it allows you to be able to talk to your fans around the world whenever you want to. You know, it used to be, you know, when we would have an album out and we would go overseas, and let's say we go to Japan and we'd be there for a week and a half. Well, in that week and a half, we would record shows for, you know, for Christmas, for Valentine's Day, for Easter, for New Year's. We would record all these things so that they could just hold on to it so that when those holidays or those, you know, things came up, they could play the tape then. But now, because of social media and just the internet in general, literally we can get in front of a webcam, you know, do a performance. We could do everything. We can see our fans. We can reach them immediately. And that's definitely one of, you know, one of the pluses of this new age and this new digital, you know, revolution, if you want to call it that.
You know, I've always been a firm believer there's always a give and take in anything and everything that we do. I mean, for me personally, it was a very special and very unique feeling when you had an opportunity as a listener or a supporter where you were able to go and have a meet and greet with that particular artist or that group. It was more of an intimate setting. But now, as far as the record labels, not just record labels, but no longer as far as having any record stores anymore, here in the States, is basically an artist is forced to say, you know what, we better step up our game as far as social media is concerned. As you said, you know, we can reach billions. We can reach globally to all of our listeners and all of our fans in this manner, but also, the, like I said, the bad side of it is not having that kind of intimacy, because when you go across, and as far as performing in other countries, they still have record stores where you can have, where you can have meet and greet. What is that feeling like when you go into a store and you have the meet and greet and have that kind of personal interaction with the listeners?
Well, we kind of crave the personal interaction with our listeners. So whether it's overseas, which we do a lot of, in the malls and stuff like that, or if in the States, we always, after every show, we do meet and greets, and we stay till the last person gets their autograph, and sometimes we'll hang out with them as well. But yeah, we kind of crave that interaction with the fans, especially if they've been with us for 20-something years. Some have waited 18 years to see us live, so, you know, we try to make sure we give them, you know, something to remember.
And as far as, like, being overseas and, you know, going to a record store, it's always really cool because it's like, you know, it's like you said, you know, when we first started, that's where all of our meet and greets were if it weren't at our show. And,
right,
you know, we can still do the meet and greets at our shows, but, you know, you're right. You know, when you go overseas, they still have, you know, record stores, and we still will, you know, sometimes go to the mall. We did that in the Philippines where they set up a stage outside of the record store, and we did a quick performance and got a chance to see our fans and, you know, and sign autographs. They go, you know, pick up the albums like it used to be. And so that part of going overseas is always cool, you know, to have that nostalgia for us of how we used to do it, you know. And over there, for them, it's not really nostalgia. It's just the way it is because they still have record stores.
You know, it's funny. I'm going to take you guys way back a little bit. You remember when you were able to You actually have the television, the TV guide delivered to your home. You could take this coupon out and you could order cassettes from this company, and I can't think of the name right now. It leaves me. You put a penny in and send it off, and you would get like 8 cassettes or something like that of your choice. Yeah,
Columbia House.
Yeah, Columbia House. I remember that. Now they're bringing Columbia House back, where now you can actually purchase wax. You can purchase albums now. And I said, that is incredible. I mean, because when I was buying albums when I was a kid, I was always fascinated with not just the photographs, but the liner notes, the lyrics. It was just something unique that I could look at, that I call something that was personable, something that belonged to me, something that I can cherish. Doing for what, almost as you said, about 23 some odd years, what do you still hold important to you? What still motivates you to do what you do in this industry?
I think what motivates me to do what to get on the stage and sing is the people's faces. I think for me, a studio is one thing and it can be fun, but for the most part, and I'm just speaking for myself on that, it's like technical. You know, trying to get that same feeling in the studio was not as easy for me as being on a stage and seeing the faces of excitement and people who want to hear you, sort of thing. So, yeah, I would say the fans and going to do concerts, what motivates me to keep doing it.
And for me, I would say exactly that, and I'm sure Delis might agree with this as well. I think just our love of music. Like, for me, I do a lot of songwriting and production, so I love being in the studio probably more than most artists. Most artists, just, you know, the studio is just an end to the means. Get the record done, get in front of the fans. But for me, I love the process. You know, I love seeing an idea start out as a little child and end up graduating, you know, and going to mastering is like going to college, you know. And so I just love music, you know, and I love making it, and I love equally singing it. I love, you know, being in front of the fans, like Delis said, and seeing their reaction to these songs that have affected their lives in some shape, you know, way, form, you know.
Right. You know, the funny thing is that you mentioned that, Jamie. I remember the last time that I had you and Delis on the show, you had mentioned, you said, man, you love spending money buying different things for your studio when you travel abroad. Do you still have that itch when you do go out and you see something new, you go ahead and you purchase it?
Oh yeah. You know, especially like I said, and now I travel with a studio with me, so everywhere we go during our shows, you know, I have my portable rig with me, so that, you know, our 20 plus record, like, there were lots of portions of that record that was recorded in a hotel room, you know, and I'm bringing the mic and the computer and everything else with me that I need, you know, so that we can do that. And the cool part is, as technology moves forward, all of those things are getting smaller and smaller. So it's like, you know, back in the day when we first started, I used to take a big keyboard and a huge suitcase that had all my stuff in it. Now I can fit it all in a backpack.
Right.
You know? So pretty soon it's just going to be only my phone and a microphone, you know.
Not even that, though, but Jamie used to like to spend money on stuff back in the day. Like, he, I remember one time he lost his mind. We were in Japan or someplace, and he saw we were in a record store. He always buys records from places,
right,
but this place saw, like, a bunch of rumored records that Prince had recorded that were only rumors that he's now seeing that they actually exist. He must have bought up that whole store.
Well, it was bootleg Prince records, and it was actually Prince. And it was stuff like him in rehearsal singing When the Saints Go Marching In with his band and having fun, and stuff that were songs that I heard about that eventually came out years later. I had them, you know, in the early 90s because I found all these bootleg albums in Japan, and I'm a huge Prince fan, so I know it's probably not a good thing that I'm talking about buying bootlegs on the radio, but I did it.
But you know, it's funny, the Japanese, and they're notorious for that. I remember there were plenty of times, and the store no longer exists, but it was a store in the Westwood Village. You could actually go, and you could purchase a lot of Japanese imports, whether it was wax, cassettes, CDs, even VHS tapes, of stuff that's never been released, never seen before. And I mean, but it's fun. I know it's illegal, but it's just fun to get something from an artist when they're more or less in a relaxed mode. And speaking of relaxing, when you're in the studio in the recording process, I know a lot of times it can be tedious because you have so many ideas coming from separate individuals. How do you manage to kind of mesh it all together, especially with the new album, 20 Plus?
Well, you know, the good thing is we kind of took the reins on the 20 Plus album. So anything that came in, it came through us. It was, and Delis and I are the ones who kind of do, well, not kind of, we're the ones that put all that together. So, you know, any of the things Delis brought in, they were from the folks that he works with a lot. And anything I brought in was stuff that, with folks that I work with a lot. So it was a lot easier to kind of, you know, figure out who we're going to work with. I think our process this time, of course, though, was we're kind of old school, so it's always about the song first. If we feel like the song's coming in or hits or we feel like they say something that the album needs to say, then that's kind of, they take precedent over anything else. So, you know, it's about getting some demos together and some things that, you know, we could all listen to and then make the decision, because there are a lot of songs to choose from. And, you know, what we were trying to do was keep it at 20 songs for 20 years, including some of the reimagined hits that we had redone, like I Swear and Love You Like That and I Turn to You and Someday from The Hunchback of Notre Dame. So, you know, it just came down to what are our favorite songs and what songs we thought were hits and what songs we thought said something that the, you know, the listener needed to hear from us.
You know what? Music has always resonated with everyone, because I've always said people at the end of the day, they're going to choose quality over quantity. And just a PSA note to let all the listeners out there who have never had an opportunity to see All for One perform live. You're going to get that chance. They're actually going to be in Texas. This is next month on February the 5th. I'd love the 90s concert. Salt and Pepper with Spinderella, Vanilla Ice, Coolio, Kid and Play, Rob Bass, and Young MC. My God, I feel old. Guys, I know you guys have to be excited about that.
We're really excited. You know, we're big 90s kids. I always said, and maybe biased, but 90s were the best music ever, like with the groups, and R&B was like real R&B, so I'm looking forward to being there.
Well, you know what? Far be it for me to deprive the listeners of great music. Let's get into one of the many fantastic singles from the new album, of course, All for One, 20 Plus, with If We Fall, here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.
Let's go. All for 120 years, y'all. Yeah. It's been about 3 weeks since you got down with me, and it's really been cool getting closer to you. And we talk, we laugh, we crush, we sweat when we make love. Now you want me to get more committed to you, yeah.
What you want?
Comfort Zone of LOTO Radio. And we are being joined, of course, from All for One, Jamie and Delius. Man, you know what? I want to ask you, the industry as a whole can be very tedious, can be very just cutthroat at times. How important is it to you to make sure that you have other avenues? Because at the end of the day, is to generate an income. And to me, the artist now, the best way to generate income is to do an extensive amount of touring. Besides the group, have you guys thought about dabbling in other things as far as acting is concerned?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, deal is acts.
I'll do a couple of things. Definitely do some acting. I just had a Dairy Queen commercial that just finished airing for a few months. And then also I'm a co-founder of the Catalina Film Festival, which is a major international film festival that caters to people like Sharon Stone and Andy Garcia and William H. Macy and a bunch of big stars and all that. So I'm the co-founder of that.
And I'm doing mainly production. So I have a production company called The Heavyweights. And, I've been very blessed and fortunate to work with everybody from Lil Wayne to Wayne Brady to I just did Regina Bell's new album that comes out this month, my partners and I. And we do lots of different types of music and whatnot. So when I'm not on the road with All for One, I live in the studio doing production and writing songs. I work with a lot of international artists as well from Korea and Japan and whatnot. And so,
you know what, Jamie, first and foremost, I want to commend you, man, because your production on Regina Bell's new album, The Day Life Began, is incredible. And we look forward to having her on, actually, tomorrow afternoon.
Oh,
man.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
we had such a good time, and honestly, she's one of the sweetest ladies in the business, and it was so refreshing because one thing is sometimes when I get a chance to work with artists who are what I call legacy artists, who have a legacy and they've made a name for themselves, sometimes they can be hard to work with because, they want to be treated a certain way, and it's hard to be completely open and honest with them when you're trying to make records. But she was one of the most down-to-earth, one of the sweetest, one of the most hardworking ladies. I mean, we literally recorded that whole album, all her vocals, in two trips to L.A., 3 days each trip. She was singing 2-3 songs a day, backgrounds, leads, and killing it, and not complaining. Just like she was like, "Come on, boo, let's do it, let's get it,"
yeah.
And she was doing her thing. And honestly, she's become a really good friend, and like I said, just an amazing talent, and we're so proud of the record. And I'm just praying that that as, the fans and people hear the record, that they'll love it as much as I do and as much as I know she does.
Absolutely. She is definitely, she's a beautiful spirit. She has a beautiful spirit, man. For you, we've seen things as far as musically where, as far as vocal and harmonizing, a lot of that now has been put on the back burner with a lot of smoke, mirrors, people lip-syncing, singing the tracks. How important is it for you collectively as a group to remain true to who you are, what All for One stands for?
I don't think it's hard to remain true because, that's kind of what we are, like you said, what we stand for. So we always try to find that harmony. But, yeah, I understand what you're saying as far as, like, some of the few groups that are out today, because there's not really any groups on the radio, but even the ones that are there, it's like there's five guys in the group and they're all singing unison.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't understand.
Yeah. For us, it's always been about the music. We never touted the fact that we were great dancers because that's not who we are.
Right.
For us, it's about singing, and it's about using the talent that God gave us and being able to, there have been times we did a show in Hong Kong for the changeover, when they changed over from British rule back to Chinese rule, and we were one of the only American bands asked to come over to perform, and in the middle of our first song, the power goes out. So we sat at the end of the stage, with some megaphones and sang a cappella to keep the audience, chilling while they worked on working, getting the power back. And, we take pride in knowing that we are singers. We are a singing group. And we sing, and we can sing in harmony, and we can do it well. because that's our strength. You know, everybody has their strengths, and we know what our strength is. And it's that old school, you know, ability to say, hey, we're going to put on a show, and we're going to sing for you, and it's going to be live.
Well, speaking of singing, I feel like some people are just blessed with the gift to have the ability to sing, and there's others that need to stay in their lane. And I bring that up. Manny Pacquiao, great fighter, great fighter, great fighter, beautiful human being. But the attempt with him trying to, I mean, it was something to behold. What was that like, you know, actually having an opportunity to spend time with him and actually hear him sing for the first time?
Well, firstly, Jamie and I just spoke real quickly, and we'd like to buy you a first-class ticket to Philippines to tell him that to his face. Don't worry. Your travel is on us. We just want you to tell it to his face. Tell him exactly to stay in his lane, just like you said that.
You know what, though? He's such a nice guy. He'd probably be like, okay, thank you.
Yeah, he was a great person to meet. We couldn't believe it. We were actually very tired that morning and had no idea he was going to be at the studio. And when he walked in, we all woke up. We were like, that's Manny Pacquiao. And he was real nice. Doesn't look as intimidating as you would think he would be, but like I said, I wouldn't say anything to his face.
Well, you know, he's a welterweight. He's Delius' size. Like, Delius could actually get in the ring with him. We know the outcome, but, you know, he's a welterweight. But it was amazing. And, you know, here's my thing. Yes, everybody ain't meant to sing, just like everybody ain't meant to box. You know, just because you could throw some punches and hit a bag and do some combinations and jump rope don't mean you need to go get in the ring with the best, you know. But at the same time, if you're going to do it because you want to lose weight and you love doing that, then you should do it, you know. And you know, I mean, it'd be different if he's trying to be the next Luther Vandross of the Philippines, you know what I'm saying, you know. So, you know, he loves to sing, and I can't fault him for that. You know, I think everybody deep down is a shower singer or a singer in their car, and he's just bold enough to do it on live television and have fun with it. And, you know, ain't nobody going to say nothing to him because he is the champ, and he might throw a combination on you if you say something too disrespectful.
Well, you know something, I said when I heard him sing, I said, okay, we have David Hasselhoff 2.5. And I said, all right, I'm not with it.
Hey, Hasselhoff's career in Germany. Yeah, he does. He sold a lot of records in Germany, so I can't knock his hustle.
He is huge. That's what blows my mind. He goes to Germany, and I mean, he sells out arenas to people to hear him sing. It is incredible. But you know what? Like we said before, you know, music is the grapevine, man. It's the only thing that's pure that's left that can that can touch everyone in many different fashions and forms. What in the entire album, 20 plus, what are you most proud of?
You know, for me, I love when we get a chance to do new music, because I think that at every turn or at every album, there's growth, you know, and you look at the world differently, you know. And as I've gotten older, you know, the things that I sing about now are different than when we first started. And, of course, you know, it also has something to do with the climate of the world, you know, at the time you're recording it. And it has something to do with what you're going through, you know, your life. And I love being able to look back and listen and know, because I was there for the songwriting and wrote a lot of it, or was there when that song came in from another songwriter. But I remember it touching me in a specific way, and at that point in my life, I felt like that's something I need to share with others. So I love, you know, looking at that process through these years, and even with this album, you know, listening to songs like Chariot, which is, you know, a No, the phone didn't die. No. 31 minutes and 45 seconds.
Don't hang up.
Should I call them from my cell phone? Jason, we may have to step outside with this one.
There we go. My apologies, family. We had some technical difficulties. We have returned. We're back. We are back live. Had some technical difficulties. We're being joined by Jamie and also Delius of All For One as we talk about their new album, All For One 20 Plus. Let's go back to the lines. I am so sorry. We had some technical difficulties, but we're back. We're back. You had mentioned when we got kind of disconnected that the journey, you know, it's a different stage of life when you started and what you're writing about now. When you kind of look back at the process as far as life experiences that you've managed to incorporate in your music, if you could collectively, both of you, go back in a time machine, what would you tell Jamie of 10 years ago and Delius of 10 years ago? What would you tell them?
As far as what, recording or just period?
Just overall period as far as music, the growth, and just overall, would you change anything?
A couple things. You know, for me, as I've gotten older, I have really been able to adapt an attitude more of, I don't really care anymore what people say about me, meaning I'm not going to let others dictate how I'm going to live my life. You know, as long as I feel like I'm doing the right thing under God's eyes and under my family and those closest to me who matter the most, you know, everyone else, you know, I appreciate the input and I appreciate the comments and the this, but I'm not going to let social media or anything else tell me who I'm supposed to be when I know who I feel God has called me to be. And, you know, when you're younger, I think you care more about what people say about you, you know, or the critics or the this or the that, you know, and sometimes you take that stuff to heart. And there's been people who have suffered depression and, you know, just really been handed a blow from what people have said about them. And I think that's one of the things I would definitely tell my younger self, like, dude, don't worry about that. You just keep pushing forward and doing what you do best, you know.
I think I would tell my younger self to be wary of anybody named Tim, A. You may not understand that, but trust me, it means so much.
It means a whole lot.
Secondly, I think I would tell myself just maybe to learn to live in the moment. Everything happens so quickly and fast for us that I wouldn't allow myself to enjoy it, because I was like, oh, no, this is not going to last. Not going to do this. Nope, not going to have fun. Not going to buy stuff. Not going to, you know, I didn't want to live in the moment, because after every hit or every major thing, I was like, it's too good to be true. And that lasted for like a long time, longer than it should have. Maybe the first year, it should have been the first it lasted. But after like, you know, year 5 or 7, I really should have let it go.
But you know what a lot of people feel? I know for me, the no matter how successful, quote-unquote, successful you become, it's always something in the back of your mind. Wait a minute, this is too good to be true. I don't want to celebrate too much. It may be taken away from me at the drop of a dime. I think it's good, too, because what it does, it keeps you humble. It keeps your work ethic. It keeps your work ethic where it needs to be. It says, you know what? I'm not going to relax on my laurels. I'm going to keep pushing forward to make myself better. What I'm really more impressed more than anything else with you guys, vocally, and this is just my humble opinion, vocally, you guys' vocals are actually much stronger than they were 10 years ago. I mean, it is incredible. How have you managed collectively to take care of your voices?
You know, honestly, and it's so funny you say that because I have to agree with you. I think, you know, I read something that said that really, you know, the prime as far as your voice is concerned is your mid to late 30s going into your, you know, middle 40s is kind of, they say, the prime. If you've, of course, done the right things to take care of yourself. And, you know, we've never been hard partiers. We are all diligent about doing our warm-ups before a show, and including, you know, like Dill is, he'll start warming up the week before the show, you know. And I just went to see a ear, nose, and throat doctor recently because I caught a really bad cold. We had a show in Indianapolis, and Tony and I got really sick, and I just wanted to be sure. And when he looked, he's like, you know, everything is great. You have no nodules. You don't have anything. Like, you must have been taking care of yourself. And, you know, we learned early on in our careers to, you know, that our vocal cords are our instrument, you know. And it's like when you see a great bass player or a saxophone player or, you know, this violin player who's got a 200-year-old violin, they don't just throw it around. You know, they
right.
don't carry it in a soft case or a backpack. You know, they take some, you know, they take some care in how they treat their instrument. And they make sure their instrument is always, you know, being protected, and that, you know, they warm up properly or they change the strings or they make sure it's right. And a lot of times with singers don't really look at their vocal cords as an instrument. They just think about, like, oh, it's time to sing. I ain't sang in a month. Let me get on stage and do a two-hour concert. And you start screaming and hollering and doing what you normally do. But, you know, it's the equivalent of going to the gym and saying, I ain't worked out in 2 years. Put 300 pounds on this bench press. I'm about to do it 22 times. You know what I'm saying? You hurt yourself.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you got to take care of your voice. And if you do, your vocal cords, they will get stronger. And especially for me, if you listen to our first albums, I sound completely different than I do now. You know, I don't have that nasally sound anymore, and my voice is a lot stronger now. My range is much bigger. I can sing higher than I used to and lower than I used to. And my tone, it changed. And I think a lot of that has to do with just, you know, once I learned how to warm up properly and what to do, I stay diligent about doing it whenever I sing.
You know what? I'm glad you said that. And just to piggyback on it and take it a step further, and I tell this to a lot of young up-and-coming artists, I said, it's imperative that you take in account or take accountability as far as your craft is concerned. This is a craft. Not everybody can do it. I said, if everybody can do it, we would all be out there doing it. I'm the perfect shower singer. You put me in a shower, I can sing like Luba Vandross. I'm cool. I know my lane. But I think a lot of times we have a tendency not to take our craft seriously. We take it for granted, and we end up abusing. One, and I want to talk about abusing. Mm-hmm. When you have so many hangers-on and people telling you how great you are, how have you collectively been able to maintain a balance in knowing what's real and knowing what's not real as far as people who literally, I mean, really care about you, not as a group, not as artists, but as individuals? How have you been able to kind of maintain that kind of balance?
Well, I don't think we actually have any hangers-on. I think that's one of the things that we are pretty good about. The people that we call friends are actually friends, and no one blows smoke up my, you know, up my butt or anything. Yeah. So, I mean, they're happy to come to a concert or to love the voice, but it's not like, you know, a fan always praising you. I mean, they'll tell me if I suck. I'm like, yeah, you didn't do that today or whatever. And yeah, I appreciate that, you know. So we don't really have any hangers-on.
Yeah. And anytime there was anybody that tried to, like, you know, come up on us and be like, oh, you guys are the greatest thing since sliced bread, you know, we kind of give them a side eye. And, of course, we're always nice about it. We never mean or rude to anybody, but you know, we've seen too many people in this business who started with us and they started believing their own hype and they're not doing it anymore. And, you know, we're very blessed and very fortunate to still be here. And I think one of the biggest reasons is, you know, we never believed our own hype as far as, like, you know, when you're reading in the papers or the award shows or the, you know, the things that we've been able to do, which have been a huge blessing. Like, we never believe, like, that that's supposed to be the norm for us. We always believe that we got to work hard to get that. And we've never kept those type of people around us, as Delia said, that's going to be, you know, blowing smoke the whole time because, you know, that ain't going to get you nowhere.
Absolutely, absolutely. And at any time, has someone approached you about possibly doing a quote-unquote reality-based television show about the group?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'd have to see how it goes, what they want, because I don't know if I like somebody following me 24/7, putting all my business out there, you know. It would definitely have to be a scripted reality show, which is pretty much what they are anyway. It's like, okay, this is what I'm going to say. We're going to go here, and it's all you get to see. But, yeah, as far as just, you know, free reign to come to my house or follow me everywhere, I don't want that.
Yeah, and we have had a couple of people who approached us about doing it. And we were thinking about it, honestly, depending on what it's about. You know, like if it's just watching our everyday stuff, I don't think we're really interested in that. But if it did have something to do with music that could hopefully be inspiring and uplifting in some way, shape, or form, I think we might consider that, you know, if it's, you know, watching us on tour and watching the work we've put in to, you know, keep doing this. That's a little different, but Dios is right. You know, to have somebody all up in your grill 24 hours a day, you know, I don't know.
I've always said, man, I said, when you start dealing with reality TV, everything is based upon negativity. They don't want to hear anything that's positive. Everything is based upon negativity and drama because they feel with the drama, it brings in more listeners, brings in more watchers. And that's unfortunate. I never thought that I would ever get to a point where I see so many artists now that are using that as a vehicle to keep themselves out there in the public eye. And to me, they don't really look at the totality, the overall picture of the spectrum of what they're doing to their career. Because when you're dealing with somebody, I'll say like this, if you're acting like a complete nut on TV, do you think someone like Miss Oprah Winfrey is going to approach you and say, hey, look, you know what? We want to give you a program on the OWN Network. Or we want to know. See, people don't think. They just, it's the money and getting the spotlight. And one of the things I'm so impressed and I love about you guys, you've always remained humble. And when you remain humble and you still have that work ethic, it keeps you grounded. I wish you guys would come to Texas a little bit more often than you do, but that's okay. That's okay. We got you here next we got you here next month, and that's all that matters. And to all the many listeners and supporters, be sure to purchase the new album, All for One, 20 Plus, is available on iTunes, Google Play, and also on Amazon. And be sure to stop by the official website. That's at allforone.com, also on Facebook, All for One page, and Twitter, all_4_1. Man, it is always a pleasure to have you on the show. And whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. You know this is your second home.
Man, we appreciate you so much and your listeners. And we just want to say God bless you. God bless your listeners. Thank you so much. And we're looking forward to coming to Texas. And hopefully we will be there a lot more. We got a lot of friends and family out that way that agree with you. And, you know, we want to come out that way a little more as well.
Oh,
but we'll
much,
see y'all next month.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if that ticket, if that airfare is, if you're still paying for it, I'll be more than happy to go to the Philippines. I'm not saying I'm going to meet Manny, but I'll go to the Philippines, man, and do some.
Yeah. No. There are conditions on that. There'll be a camera crew following you.
Yes, it'll be a reality show for the weekend.
Hey, you only live once. Lord have mercy, man. Jamie.
Might be the last one there.
Yeah.
It'll that's
be like
all right.
That with Martin when he fought Tommy Hearns,
right?
Oh. You know, but that would, hey, that would be a Kodak moment, but that's all right. That would Jamie, Delius, thank you guys so much, man. Godspeed. Continued success, man. And when Miss Bell gets on the show tomorrow, I will definitely send my love, okay?
Yes, give her my best.
Thank you.
Absolutely. God bless. The incredible. All right. All for One. My goodness. Delius and Jamie here in the comfort zone of LOT already. We had some technical difficulties, but we're back where we need to be on a Monday. Man, Monday night. I've been so used to being consumed with doing these 3 o'clock shows. Speaking of 3 o'clock shows, we're going to have a very special taping tomorrow, 3 o'clock, with Miss Regina Bell. Now, I told you, I promised you, we had her on last time. We did about a 20-minute interview, but she promised us that she would come back, do a very special taping in the Honey Lounge where we would actually have an extended interview and also play some tracks, anywhere between 3 to 4 possible tracks from the new album, The Day Life Began. So that's at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And what we're going to do immediately after the interview is finished, we're going to delete it. You say, Teddy Bear, well, why are you doing it? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to delete the interview. We're going to download it first, of course. We're going to do our little magic, edit it, and so forth. And we're going to rebroadcast it on the 22nd, because that is the day that the album will be officially released. That's January the 22nd. So we got something special for you. But in the meantime, while I got you here, Comfy and Cozy, let's get into some more All for One from the new album, All for One 20 Plus, with Now That We're Together, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Now my And oh, baby, my baby,
baby love.
You hit me like a diamond dime in the middle of fall. Oh, oh, oh. Too much of you is not enough. I turn around and you're gone.
Stop streaming music. Hey, all you got to do is sit back. We'll help you
unwind when you're at the official website. Again, www.lotlradio or www.lot. You know what? Let me slow it down a little bit. You see what happens when you do not have your hot apple cider. Lord have mercy. So yeah, I got to get that. So we're getting the mojo. We'll be back in the groove. We'll definitely be back in the groove again. 24-hour nonstop live streaming music at the official website. That's at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. You can also catch up with us on Instagram. Yes, we're on Instagram. That's at instagram.com/lotlthecomfortzone.com. Lord have mercy. Feeling extra good, extra wonderful on MLK Day. So much to be thankful for, a lot to thank for. It's always good to take inventory of your life, but you know what? Hey, that's neither here nor there. Appreciate what you've done and always strive for better. And at the end of the day, is be a people pleaser. Lord have mercy. And the elevator in the comfort zone of LLTO Radio.
Wanna take my time. take my time.
And speaking of making it happen, let's get into it. Here's the latest from the talented, extremely talented. Beja Rodriguez from a new debut album. It only gets better with See My Face here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.
Take you to ecstasy. the eight. Getting wild all night in your ecstasy. Letting inhibitions go cause I wanna be free. If you ask me if I'm digging, I'ma plead the fifth. But in my mind I'm thinking heaven must be like this. Sweet, it's sticky as we do that thing. Without a care in the world cause I feel no pain. It's like a good luck trying to have you on lock. Cause nobody does it better than the way you fight. It's all over once you hit the crib. Throw caution to the wind, let's do this kid. You're my angel, my honey, and my boo. There's no contradiction about your hoo-shake-hoo. Let love light fire to the end of the night. Creating smoke, shady lady, cause I feel skin tight.
You know what? You ever have those days where you say, you know what? You don't know half the time whether you're coming or going. It is one of those kind of days. But it's okay. It's all right. And again, family, won't you join us tomorrow? I said we're going to do a very special taping as we are welcoming back the legendary Miss Regina Bell as we do a very special extended interview as we discuss and debut roughly about anywhere between 3 to 4 tracks from her new album, The Day Life Began, will be officially available on January the 22nd. So what we're going to do, we're going to record the show. Yeah, we're going to pre-record it. We're going to be on it. Then after that, we're going to remove it and, you know, work our own little magic with it. And we're going to rebroadcast the entire interview on the day of the release of the new album on January the 22nd. So we got some special things in store for you. And not only that, on Wednesday, Mr. Keith Robinson, yeah, you may know him as CC on the award-winning movie Dreamgirls, where he played Jennifer Holliday's, Jennifer Hudson's, my faux pas, Jennifer Hudson's brother in the movie. Very talented actor and an extremely, extremely talented singer. So I'm looking forward to having him on the show. So to get all the latest updates, be sure to stop by the official website. That's at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. And also you can catch up with us on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/LOTO Radio. And last but certainly not least, Lord have mercy, we're on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/LOTL. The Comfort Zone. Well, it's going to be an early evening. I know. But, you know, we're trying to get back in the swing of things. And on top of that, it is Dr. King's birthday. So we're going to cut it short for 30 minutes. That's okay. But we're going to leave you with another incredible artist. I mean, she is incredible. She goes by the name of Danielle Parente, and she has a phenomenal album out called Dark Eyes. So we're going to close it with Very Last Breath, 5 minute stare here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. God bless and good night. Lord, obey.
you do me.